Hello, my name is Michael Reeves. I'm one of the elders here at Redemption Church Gateway, and I'm here to talk to you about lessons from marriage. I've been happily married for 29 years to my lovely bride, Nikki, and we have three kids, Abby, Josh, and Hannah. And in a previous Daily Dose, I had talked about advice to younger men, and I talked about thinking of the bride of Christ, the church, as your bride and emptying yourself for her. And so now I'm here to talk to you this morning about lessons from marriage and what I've learned in the past 29 years. One thing really comes to mind when I think about marriage, especially for men, and that is the idea that's found in Philippians chapter 2, where Paul writes to the church there at Philippi, and he says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And I think this perfectly applies to marriage, especially the idea of emptying yourself. And as men, I think the idea of emptying yourself or dying to yourself daily for your marriage is just such a critical idea to really grasp and to really flesh out in your own marriage. You know, thinking about a marriage, thinking about the responsibilities and all the commitment and just the beauty of it. As men, the idea of emptying yourself as a man for your wife and for your kids is such an awesome journey that you can take as a young married man. The idea of going the extra mile, of considering your spouse, your wife, your kids better than yourself is a very, very difficult journey for most men. It's a journey of humility. It's a journey of daily dying to your own wants and wishes. It's a daily journey of doing chores that you may not like. It's a daily journey of serving your wife in the needs that she has and considering her better than yourself. Is I think one of the keys to successful marriage. And when you do that, when you place your family members above your wants and wishes, I think God does a very unique work in your own life through that journey. It's a journey of humility. It's the journey that Jesus took to the cross. So we get to experience that journey along with him, and God promises to walk with us on that journey as we daily die to ourselves. So that, I think that's the secret to marriage, really, is as men loving our wives to the point where we willingly empty ourselves of our own wants and wishes and desires, I think is key to marriage. So that's your Daily Dose for this morning. Hope you have a wonderful day. Take care.